With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. A new Michigan law is coming that increases the penalties against drunken drivers. The law takes effect Sunday, creates a new high blood alcohol content category for drivers. The law roughly doubles many penalties for motorists with a BAC of 0.17, more than twice the legal limit. Such drivers could face up to 180 days in jail, increased from 93, and a one-year license suspension up from 6 months. The National Weather Service in Grand Rapids issued a high wind warning in effect to 8 this morning until 8 tomorrow night. Winds could gust near 60 miles an hour or more with sustained wind speeds of at least 40. When wind speeds are that high, debris can also become airborne missiles that may damage property and possibly cause injuries. You should take down patio umbrellas, lawn furniture if possible, put away other loose items on the property, and park your cars in the garage. Also anchor trampolines to the ground if at all possible. Now, the Big Three plan to invest $2 billion in their Michigan operations, adding as many as 2,200 jobs and retaining thousands more. The investments are due in part to tax incentives from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. The agency is to announce those today. Ford was the first to outline its plans yesterday. The Dearborn-based automaker said it would pump $850 million into four Michigan plants from 2011 to 2013. U.S. Representative John Dingell yesterday announced the state of Michigan will receive a $150 million federal grant to develop a high-speed rail corridor between Kalamazoo and Dearborn, suggesting the upgrades could help pave the way for an eventual high-speed line running from Detroit to Chicago. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.